Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Bandwagon. I'm on a board.
Yeah, he's been off the wagon 2 years.
Off the wagon?
I think it's off the wagon.
I think it's on the wagon.
You're back on the wagon.
Right off the wagon.
What the hell do you know about wagon?
I know enough not to get on them.
Told you.
It's time to get on or get off. You play the bandwagon.
I love that we're playing this freaking game on The Drive. This is amazing.
Bandwagon, baby. Let's go.
You know, it always looks so easy in the movies. But maybe in real life, a little more difficult. An 80-year-old man tried to drive a luxury Mercedes down Rome's Spanish Steps.
Ooh.
And he got stuck.
When in Rome.
Now, you're familiar with these steps. If you've ever seen any of the Bourne movies, they drive the little Mini Cooper down the steps. And there's tons of movies where they drive cars.
Well, there was
down
a movie specifically about like little tiny cars. Wasn't that a Brad Pitt movie where they drove like the Mini Coopers? Everybody had them in the. It wasn't a Bourne movie.
I'm not sure.
Oh, God bless America.
They,
go ahead.
They drive Minis in Austin Powers.
No. Mini
it's
Cooper
the Mini
movie with Brad Pitt.
But the point being is that there's lots of movies where people drive the cars down the steps.
Italian Job.
Nice.
This guy got stuck.
I was on those steps last year.
Driving a Mercedes, got stuck. 80 years old, driving an A-class Mercedes. He was not drunk. He was not under the influence of any recreational pharmaceuticals.
I'm not high, officer.
The 80-year-old man, could not explain how he wound up on the steps.
I don't know what happened.
That's amazing for a guy with no teeth, right? And
they lost control.
Couldn't even figure out if the car actually belonged to him or not.
Oh. I think it's my car.
Now, of course, look, there are plenty of, like I said, a lot of movies where we've seen this. The steps that take their name from the Spanish embassy to the Holy See, which is right there in the square. It was built in the 1720s. It is a very popular tourist destination. But we've seen a lot of, you know, action movies where somebody drove the car down the steps. You could drive the car down the steps and not get stuck. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
Do you have a picture of the steps? Are they, like, I don't know. I don't know exactly what you're referring to.
There are the steps.
Oh boy, he's driving down and got stuck.
Got stuck.
Who wasn't driving up?
I'm on the bandwagon. You know, YOLO. If I'm baller enough to drive a Benz down those steps, I'm getting down them steps. I contend he just wasn't going fast enough. If you're going to jack your car by going down steps, I mean, you just got to put the pedal to the metal, big cat.
Like maybe this guy, the problem is he was driving a Benz and he should have been driving an Audi.
Should have been driving an Audi. Or one of those big, badass baller trucks like Tyler has.
Hey.
Yeah, put you a little 3-inch lift on that. Some
pimp your ride.
Big Mickey Thompson's. You got no problem going down
steps. Do you only have a 3-inch lift?
Were you still talking about my truck or my pants?
Your truck.
Oh! Actually, I don't have a lift. Yeah.
Yet. But it will have a lift.
Maybe. Yeah. I might get a leveling kit. That's about it.
Your truck could make it down there with or without the leveling kit, but I'm on the bandwagon. I'd try it.
I'm on as well. Sorry, I missed my cue there. It's my first time doing this bandwagon thing.
I contend you were putting deep thought into it.
Yeah.
It's a serious question and all.
I'm on this bandwagon as well, man. You got to... Bajani was all over it. Old man, that geezer just got to punch it in that situation. You can't freak out, get all stressed out, anxious. Oh, my God, what have I done? I'm so embarrassed. No, you got to punch it, get the hell out of there, evaluate the damage to your ride later. You clearly are loaded anyway, so it'll be fine. But you got to punch it and get out of there.
This guy
can't
was
get stuck.
Definitely loaded.
I feel like he was not. He actually was not drunk at all.
Did they give him a test? You said
they yeah, he was.
I'm not taking him at his word. You tried to drive down steps, sir.
I just handed little
yeah,
gin.
Yeah, no. Police said he was not. He tested negative. Mm-hmm. No alcohol in his body at all.
Gummies.
And here's the thing, like, to me, not only do I want to do it, but I want to, like, do it in the smallest car possible because highest skill level.
Like a clown car?
I want a maximum skill level, and we're going down those steps, like, with the, at like 8,000 RPM.
Lightning McQueen.
We're going hard
if
down
if you're
there.
Going down in 8,000 RPM in like a smart car, it's going to look like a soccer ball.
It's all right. We're getting down those steps. We ain't getting stuck.
No.
What was the movie where they have the big round bomb and it rolls down the steps? That was a Fast and Furious movie, right?
Was it?
Oh, it's a Fast and Furious movie. They're trying to stop the rolling bomb.
Was that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or
like
9, or 10, or 11?
Or something like that. The big ball is rolling. Sure. It's a giant bomb, and they're trying to get it to the water. Yeah, I totally want to drive down those steps.
I stopped watching Fast and the Furious after like 2.
Do you want to drive? Would you drive down those steps on like a moped?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. Come on, that'd be fun.
I grew up riding dirt bikes, so.
Well.
I'm experienced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
All right, so we got a full bandwagon.
Hey!
All right, number two. You know how we all have that one family member?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a Connecticut family soda business got scammed out of $100,000.
Uncle.
Why? Well, there's that one family member.
It's always the uncle.
So this Connecticut family soda business called Hosmer Mountain Bottling is talking about how they got swindled. And they run this local soda business that serves drinks, distributes to Connecticut and Massachusetts. And Andrew Potvin, one of the guys who owns the business, said, "The red flag was when the girl that helps with my finances told me there was a check drawn for $49,550. He's like, "What is that for?" Then there was another one for the exact same amount.
Mm.
And he had no idea why. Then they found the note from his brother, Bill.
Oh.
The note from my brother saying he sent a check to verify employment for Publishers Clearinghouse. The brother said he was told he won $5.5 million from Publishers Clearinghouse and they needed to verify his employment because he's clearly too stupid to know that if you win, it doesn't matter if you have a job. So he sent in a check and he was told to write void on the check. Well, void became Viola Smith, and Viola Smith went on and cashed those checks.
But why for that amount?
Couldn't tell you. And they
actually, you'll have to write an amount on a voided check.
No, he didn't have it. That's the amount they put in.
Oh my Lord.
And they actually sent him a check for $5.5 million. I mean, it was fake, but they sent it.
Oh, I was like, what?
And another brother, Chuck, said, "I know Bill's kind of gullible, but to send a signed company check is just beyond belief. Why would you sign a check that you wrote void on?"
Yeah.
Because dumbass.
Viola.
And, you know, we all have that one person that you know is the village idiot in your family.
Yeah.
But if you let the village idiot have access to the company checkbook, it's your damn fault. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
On the bandwagon, guaranteed. Because everybody knows who that person is in the fam. I know who that person is. And
you're not going to say their name.
I would shoot myself.
Well, on the flip end of that, I am also on the wagon. I know who the family member is for me that you are talking about.
And you're not going to mention.
I had to call that family member out a couple years ago. Not sure we've talked since then. That's okay. I'm happier. But yeah, man, just pieces of you-know-what. Slimeball human beings, terrible people.
Or just Dumas's.
Go drive off a very tall bridge, man. Just get the hell out.
Drive down those steps.
It's Dumas.
But is that European?
It's, man, it is amazing to me that adults are that freaking stupid. Publishers Clearing House is the number one company for which fraud is committed. People pretend to be from Publishers Clearing House to scam you. Number one scam. And it's been going on for like 30 years. At what point, like, are you, like, you've read enough articles of people being scammed that you don't get scammed?
Does Publishers Clearing House still exist?
It does.
Because I don't see mailers. I don't see commercials for it anymore. You don't know what it is.
I was going to jump in a little while ago. I have no idea what this thing is y'all keep referencing.
Publishers Clearing House does their sweepstakes every year.
You know, he didn't do it
anymore.
Remember,
they used to do the video of them showing up at the house, the gigantic check?
Oh, the big check delivery to people's homes.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember this when I was a little kid.
You would recognize the logo, like, if you saw it. You'd be like,
okay,
oh, yeah.
Okay, I didn't, yeah, I'm not, I was little, but I do remember that now.
It's like a black circle with a golden home, you know, peak of the roof.
I don't have that. Y'all are old, man.
Yeah, we are. I said Ed McMahon, and Tyler's like, who?
Who? You don't remember the Green Ed?
Johnny Carson show?
Oh, I got Johnny. Yeah.
Ed was the guy that sat next to Johnny for a lot of years.
Learn something new every day.
Okay.
The drive's all about educating and entertaining. We tell you all the time, family.
Still smarter than Jalen Green.
I can't say anything because I don't get half of the references that PC makes. So it's all good.
Which is amazing to me, because you're not that much younger than I am.
Oh, but I'm younger.
Barely.
As always.
Oh, you want to know what I learned during this show today?
Old soul, but what?
He's never seen History of the World Part 1.
I've never seen History of the World Part 1.
Because it was made in the
70s.
What? Yeah,
you have bad parents. You have bad parents.
That's like a different, like, world.
He's also never seen Spaceballs.
I've never seen Spaceballs.
Dude, what the hell?
And I never will either, because as much as I do love comedies, I'm serious about my Star Wars, and I don't need these nerds making fun of me.
Oh, it's hysterical.
Dingoes.
It is absolutely one of the funniest movies.
Yeah, I like seeing them make fun of a Sith Lord to their face. Idiots.
You're such a
dork.
Dude,
Rick Moranis is so great. Rick Moranis is so great.
Is that the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids guy?
It is.
I haven't seen it either, but because Rick Moranis is coming back to make number two, I might actually watch number two because I like Rick Moranis.
He should have stuck to shrinking his family,
man. I mean, how have you never seen Spaceballs?
Because it's BS.
He's not just the shrinking his family. He's the Keymaster.
I don't care, man. The Force is real. It's all around us, and they make fun of it.
He's the Keymaster.
I wouldn't even be able to laugh at it because it's... I mean,
oh, you would laugh. It's hysterical.
The Galactic Empire is not a laughing matter.
You like dumb stuff, you would laugh.
The Druish princess alone is a laughing matter.
The what princess now?
The Druish princess.
Drew. Like and, Drew Doherty.
Yes. And yes, the reason for Druish rhyming with something absolutely on point, there is a hilarious joke in it.
Nope, not going to watch it.
Oh, dude, you're missing out.
You're like Chris. Chris was like,
hey,
Chris has never seen Happy Gilmore, and Chris will not. He refuses to watch Happy Gilmore for whatever reason.
What?
See, that was one of the five or six things I was referencing with Santiago lately that's really kind of changed my view of old Chris. I mean, Topher.
I didn't mean for you to crap on Topher again.
Well,
now, you saw
himself.
Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, like 30 years ago.
You've seen Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
All right, so same director. They're all Mel Brooks films.
Mel Brooks, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Still not going to watch.
You're just a movie and song dork.
You've seen Young Frankenstein?
No. What year was that one made?
I'm so 42. Glad you're here.
Is that one made back in the 30s?
No, it was not.
This is the kind of crap that I take on a nightly basis.
Well, you just hold your horses.
You haven't
right
seen
there,
every movie and song and show ever produced?
How have you not seen these classic comedies?
Bajotti, some of the cultural references you missed, brother, I'm in that back room.
Hey, nobody asked
all
your
life.
Opinion, ass. Final segment coming up next. Come up with your damn best bets. Stay there.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, final segment of the day. Area 45 in for The Drive. Knuckleheads will be back tomorrow. T-Mill's going to be here as well. Clint won't. Oh, he's still chilling, huh?
Of course, bro.
All right, cool, yeah. If you're going to take one, why not take two?
It'll be old Luke in with Ron the Show Hughley.
Luke Morrow, good people.
Jorge on the text line wants to know, do y'all know the population of Iran? Sorry, Patrick was asking a lot of questions y'all didn't know, so I thought I'd ask one too.
I actually knew the answer to that question. And I know why he asked that question, because there was a video going around on social. Did you see the video?
Ted Cruz
and Knucklehead from...
Old Teddy got stumped.
I forget the guy that was doing the interview.
I don't know.
Tucker Carlson.
Who?
Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. That guy. Tucker Carlson. Yeah, he was getting on Ted Cruz. He was like, you don't know anything about Iran. You want to go to war with them and bomb them. What are we doing? Of course the population's 90 million.
Watching two people who used to be closely aligned that try to like club each other over the head like baby seals was highly entertaining.
I love social media. It's so fun sometimes. Coming up in a couple minutes, we'll get to Tyler's Best Bets NBA Finals Edition. Tyler usually makes people a lot of money. Well, I know at least he makes a lot of money. Whether you people follow him or not, I don't know. That's on you. You should. I'm going to start tailing Tyler's bets, and I don't know when exactly, but I'm going to start doing it whenever I decide to pull my head out of my collective, you know what?
Posterior.
Yes.
I like that idea. Let's ride, baby.
So speaking of Tyler and the best bets, T-Mill, how did you do on your best bets yesterday?
Finally. And I will first say, Bajani, kind words. Thank you, my friend, and I think most of that's true. I do win a lot of money. Over the course of most years, lately it has been rough. Worst stretch of wagering on sports I've ever gone through, and definitely since we started doing Best Bets right here on the drive. But last night...
Hot streak incoming.
Last night was the beginning of what Patrick Creighton just said, hopefully. Because we went 4-for-5 last night. That is an 80% success rate. Put a lot of green in the pocket on a hump day yesterday.
All Astro stuff? I'm guessing
some of it was, yeah. A lot of it was, yeah. There, I had like a Tuve prop. I had a Jeremy Pena prop. I had the Astros winning that game, so yeah, they were involved.
Well, more on Altuve. Astros Future just put this out earlier today. Altuve's last 24 games, .355 batting average, quick radio math, slugging percentage, 1,036. OPS,
good?
Yeah, pretty good. 4 doubles, 8 dingers, 20 ribs, 2 stolen bases, a 188 weighted runs created.
That's pretty high for those of you keeping track at home. We know you are.
Astros are 18-6 in those 24 games that Altuve has been really badass. And during that same stretch, you could say the same thing about Jeremy Pena. You could say the same thing about
Cameron Aloysius Smith III.
Cameron Aloysius Smith III. Yiner Diaz, not that hot, but pretty good during that stretch. Jake Myers, same. Mauricio Dubon, close. You know, he's doing good things. And then tonight, Colton Gordon. Pretty much during that stretch, Colton Gordon has been doing really good things on the mound. Astros have won 5 of his last 6 starts. Coming off of a season-high 6 innings pitched against the Twins. I think he struck out 7 guys that game. If you've got the over on Colton Gordon's strikeouts tonight, which I would presume is set at 5.5, I would take it. I think 5.5 is probably just a really good number.
I'm seeing 4.5, my friend.
I would take the over.
And the odds aren't even bad. It's at -125, so I'm going to lock that one in. I like that, too.
Colton Gordon struck out at least 4 guys in 5 of his last 6 starts. There you go. Don't follow my best bets. If Tyler has it, follow him. Don't follow me. I'll lose you money for sure. there ain't no question. No question about that. But, dude, 24 runs on 35 hits the last 2 games against the A's. Finish the job, man.
Not ass.
Finish the job. It hasn't mattered who the Astros are pitching. The bats have just been there. At some point, they're going to cool off. I don't know if this fella, Jacob Lopez, is worth a darn tonight, who's throwing for the A's. The ERA doesn't say much, which I think is in around 4-5 for him coming into tonight's game.
4-8.
Astros have just been playing some really good baseball, no matter who it's against. Taking advantage, though, of a lighter portion of the schedule before it gets a little tougher. You get teams like the Cubs and the Phillies and the Guardians and the Dodgers, you know, just around the bend. But I just read you some of the statisticals, like 7 of 8. Astros have won 12 of their last 16. They got a 5.5 game lead in the division. Second best mark now officially in the AL. They can beef that up tonight if the Yankees continue to suck. What have they lost, like six in a row?
Six in a row.
And so you create a game and a half separation.
They went 30 innings without scoring.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
30 innings without scoring. So that was two straight shutouts, and then they only scored
three
Was it three?
Yes.
And then they only scored two runs last night, I think, on three hits.
Two solo homers.
But the Stros are only four games behind the Detroit Tigers in the American League for the best
meows.
Part. So that'll be that's going to be a fun watch over the course of the next week and a half. Like, in a short amount of time, well, I think it's now been 23 days, the Astros have had bested the M's by, what, 9.5 games, I believe it is? No, 9 games.
They went from being, like, what, 4.5 back to 5.5 up?
Yeah, something like that. So whatever that is, 9-10 games. Pretty dang cool, man.
It's because they're ass.
Who, the M's?
The coffee sippers.
Yeah.
The homeless ass have their lineup out, but the Houston Astros do not have a lineup out yet that I've seen.
That should be coming up shortly. They're usually good for that about, 3.5 hours before the game. We're right around that mark right now. So, chances are it'll change somewhat. It's rare you get to see the same lineup on back-to-back days, but I feel really good about what the Astros are doing right now. I am very much a history buff when it comes to like trends and statistics. And so that piece that we went over a little bit with Bob Nightingale in the interview today, and we went through the whole thing last night, I think, on the show. I'm all about it, man. History is history, and we're almost at the halfway point of the season. Astros are in the upper third of the league in many of the most important statistical categories. And if you're doing that, chances are you're going to be one of the very few teams there at the end of the season and into the postseason. Believe it or not, Dana Brown, so far so good, man. He was right. He's not off his rocker. This is a World Series contending team yet again.
So a couple of interesting things. You might remember about, about a month ago, in the AL West, the Astros had like a +4 run differential, and they were the only team in the division that had a plus run differential.
Yeah, beefed up a little bit.
All right, Astros run differential currently is +54. That is fourth best in the American League. They're 263 runs allowed, are second fewest in the American League.
Mm.
And their offense, which had been just dead, well, they've now scored 317 runs, which would have them sixth. So they went from the very bottom of the league to sixth in runs scored. All this in the course of a month.
Yeah, and damn near half of them with two outs. That's just kind of what
they
do. They're
scoring 47% of their runs with two out, which is wild.
Clutch, baby. Clutch. Tyler coming in clutch with his best bets.
You know what's clutch? When you tail T-Mill and you win money.
Yeah, buddy.
That is clutch.
Give us the goods
bonus
tonight.
Bonus bucks.
That's right. Get them pens and pencils ready because we list them off quick as we approach the end of a Thursday edition right here of The Drive. I got five best bets after going 4-for-5 last night in the green. Putting money in your pockets. Last night, wanted to do it again tonight, and we're going to switch it up and go with this Game 6 of the NBA Finals between the Thunder and Pacers. Because, well, people, this could be the very last time we see some action on the hardwood, NBA action for this season. So why not? Here are your five best bets. If you miss any of them, head to my Twitter at TMillRealDeal. First, Pacers and points. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it'll be close. Pacers +7.5. I'm right now. It might be my favorite bet of the night. Next, I'm on the over in this game between the Thunder and Pacers, which is set at 222.5. I'm on that over. Next, Pacers in the first quarter. Tonight's first quarter of Game 6, I'm on the Pacers money line at +125. Then, got a couple player props to finish this off. The Bald Mamba. Gig'em. Alex Caruso, we have won money on this bet multiple times this year. Over 10.5 points for the Bald Mamba, otherwise known as Alex Caruso. And then finally, the MVP. That dude on the Thunder that likes to score the buckets, SGA. Come on, is under 33.5 points for SGA and the Thunder tonight. Those are your five best bets for Game 6. What do y'all think, boys?
I actually like four of your five. I hate the last one.
Ooh.
I think the Pacers do cover, but I think they lose. I like the over. I like the Pacers coming out hot. The money line taking the first quarter. Caruso, he scored like 20, 22, 2, and 8 points. So that 10.5 is a sweet spot, but I think he does go over that. I just think SGA, I think he scores like 40 tonight, and the Thunder end up winning a close one and winning the title.
See, I'm hoping for the Pacers to win. Pacers money line plus 185. That's a strong return. I like plus 185. And since I want them to win, just sprinkle a little bit on that. I like Pacers plus 6.5. I'm okay with the over on 222.5.
Follow me to the money.
I'm rooting for you, T-Mill. Rooting for you to have another big day because you are a man of the people and you are giving the people the monies.
You're right, man. See, and that's so beautifully said. Ron never says any beautiful-ish like that for me, man. Well, got to have you back on, Patrick.
If you win the money, you can buy some, buy at least a couple of pounds of crawfish for us whenever we finally go.
Yeah, and some drinks tonight because we're about to party.
Let's go.
We will be heading right down to On the Curb. Southwest Freeway between Buffalo Speedway and Wesleyan. We're going to get there about 6:30. You want to come hang out with us, have some adult beverages and some food, and talk some smack. That's what we're going to do. We're going to just hang out with you, the people.
6:30, I'll be there at 6:15. Get your ass there because I'm going to have a couple beers and then jet. All right, for T-Mill, appreciate you, bro. For PC, I'm Sean Bajani. Have a great night, everybody.
It's time!
Just in time, about 23 minutes away from happy hour beginning somewhere near you. Go enjoy the cranberry and vodka, and we appreciate your time as always, of course.
Yeah, I'm a little early out here. I'm 2 hours behind you guys, so I might have to wait just a little bit.
5 o'clock somewhere, Bobby.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.